This is the Brandt and Sherry Podcast, sponsored by MediShare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
Little secret for you. If you're somebody who has not found God yet, by the way, he wants you back. He wants you to turn towards him, just the way he wants us all to turn towards him and not away from him. But a little secret for you. A lot of religious people won't tell you this. I'm going to tell you. Once you find him, it's not over. It's not like, oh, I found him. Okay, good. Yeah, fix that. No. He's so great that you're going to find that you want more, and you're going to keep looking for him, even though you found him. And I know that sounds like a strange thing to say, but it's really true. If you're married, you may enjoy your marriage, but there's always more of this person that you can know. It's this continual pursuit. There's so much of him, and what'll happen is once you get a taste, you're going to see he's good, and you're going to want a whole lot more. So just to give you a heads up, that may be your future. If you decide, yeah, I am going to turn towards him, you find him, and yet you're going to want to keep looking too. We were just talking about how good God is and how you find out. If you find God, quote unquote, and I believe I have, you sort of do, but you also want more. I don't know how else to say it. It's like, I found him, and I want more. You're going to keep seeking him because you find out he's good, and you're going to want more. I was just telling a friend that this is an ongoing struggle for me with depression. And he's like, well, what are you depressed about? And I explained it. And I had to add a PS basically to my Facebook message, which is, you know what? I'm still joyful. Isn't that weird? Like, I feel depressed because of this reason and that reason, but there's a joy there that I know ultimately is just kind of funny. Like, this is passing. This too shall pass. It's not the end of the world. I don't feel despondent. I don't despair. I might feel down, but I don't despair anymore. God is that good. Like that's what I've found as I have pursued God. And I've found him and I've pursued him more. It's like he just keeps being good to me to the point that even when I feel depressed, there's joy. It's hard to describe. Kind of one of those things you have to taste and see yourself. Can't describe the taste to you. You just have to do it.
Sports. Sports are healthy and awesome. And I have a sports update for you. The British Open is over. Of course, a lot of people were talking about golf the last few days, if you pay attention to sports. Now, this theme doesn't go with golf.
Not at all.
Which is part of the problem.
Okay.
In my opinion. Not into golf. Okay. One reason? Mm-hmm. Not aggressive enough. There's not enough exercise involved, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah, friends of mine are like, oh,
you haven't walked
18
a lot.
Yes, I have. And then I had to go work out afterward because there's not enough exercise.
So, this said, I fixed it. I have an idea. Here's what we do.
Dear.
This could go big time. Mm-hmm. You just tweak the sport just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You have a guy, and I'd love to be this guy, who's basically a goalie. He starts behind you, though, on the tee, like 10 meters behind you.
Mm-hmm.
You tee off.
Mm-hmm.
He takes off running. He has like a hockey goalie stick, and you take off running. But if he gets there before you do, he gets to hit the ball back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a race. You tee off, and then it's just a dead-on sprint from then on. Next shot, same thing.
And you believe this will make golf more popular?
I would watch it. Okay. I'd want to play it. I want to defend right now. I think I'd get sponsors, and I'd have a little outfit on that has like sponsorship things on it.
This is just hockey on the greens.
This would be so awesome. I would watch this, and so would you.
No.
It would, from the very start. It'd be like, he hits the shot, and they're off to the ring. You'd have to be, you'd have some of the most chiseled athletes out there playing golf. It would be a dead-on sprint, and it could get physical.
You know, the ideas that come from this show are
brilliant. Thank you. Yeah, a lot of people don't like my idea to make golf awesome.
Well, I think a lot of people already think it's awesome. Like, I don't think they feel like you need to add physical activity of hitting each other with sticks.
This is the problem. These are the people that are against innovation.
No.
Same thing with a telephone. Oh, the telephone's already great. What if Steve Jobs was like, oh, the telephone's great.
Okay. Well, Steve Jobs wasn't suggesting that we hit each other with phones. That's what you're suggesting with golf.
You got me thinking about hitting each other with phones and how fun.
That's a good idea. They just keep coming.
We make phones that aren't hard case, that bounce. And we could use the accelerometer, whatever you call it, to like a tag game. You could use your. This is a great idea. This place is just like a kitchen for innovation. This is a brilliant idea. That would really work. Some kind of app for that. I like that.
Welcome to you. I am Brant, and producer Sherry is here. If you're new to the show, give it a chance if you would. I know it sounds weird and it's odd, but we are who we are. This is who you get off the air. And sometimes when you meet people, you might think they're weird, but then you're like, oh, we're friends. So we're hoping that happens. I know I sound like Garfield the cat. I can't shake it.
I don't think you sound like Garfield. I really don't.
In real time when I'm talking, I picture Garfield the cat now. I don't like it.
Of yourself?
Yeah. That's enough people have said it that it's all in my head.
Okay. So. I'm glad this is all unfolding here on the air.
Yeah. Well, what I'm trying to say is I need help. So that's all. Anyway, you are totally welcome here.
You know, maybe you're this way too, but I wish deep down, you're probably not this way actually. I'm probably just weird.
But I wish deep down people would just be so driven by truth. It wouldn't matter how I came across. Like they would just recognize, oh, he's so right. He has his doctrine in order. He has his truth in order. What he said is just logically right. Oh, sure, he's a jerk, but you can't deny the truth of what he... That's not how anybody works. Not in real life.
No.
Not in real life. It's do you love me? Are you for me? Then I'll listen to you. Just don't care. I wish it were purely intellectual. I'm a robot like that. I'm like Mr. Spock. I get it, but that's not how people operate. They are not looking for you to know everything. They're looking for you to actually be for them and love them no matter what. I mean, if it were different, I would tell you so, and I'd be like, I figured it out, but that's not how it works.
You may have heard us talking about truth and love. Now, you have to have both, because like if you're truthful with somebody, it's rudeness if you're not loving. If they don't know you're for them, you're just a bunch of noise. That's what it says in the Bible, too. Same thing with love without truth. You're just being self-indulgent. You want to avoid reality, and ultimately that hurts everybody involved. Everybody. This said, we had somebody respond to this, and I understand this question, and it was this. Look, I have a coworker. I don't approve of her life choices, so I guess I need to balance my love of her because we get along great, but she doesn't know I disapprove, so I need to balance that with truth. The person was asking us that on the phone. Here's my thing. If this person hasn't asked you what you think, don't worry about it. Don't worry. They haven't given you space to speak into that area of their life. Why would you do that? And it's interesting. We only do that with certain areas. Mm-hmm. And you can probably even guess this area.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not other stuff. It's not gossip, how you handle your money. Oh, I need to tell this person I disapprove of how he handles his money. Because right now we just get along great. But I need to. No, you don't. No. If you have relational space and it's among equals and they get to talk about your stuff too. I mean, and we've all got it. Right? But we tend to single out things. Like, yeah, at that point. But that's not what we mean by balancing love with truth. We mean living in the truth. And part of the truth is you, too, are a sinner.
Yesterday, we were talking about songs that make you cry every single time.
I feel like you're trying to make people cry.
No, I'm not. But okay. It does demonstrate the power of music.
It does.
Really, to set an emotional... thing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this is one of the songs that make people cry.
You were talking about on the show songs that just make you cry, and Trace Adkins, you're gonna miss this, that makes me bawl like a baby. Anyway, I just wanted to comment about it. I love your show. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you. And you know what, I don't know what song that is.
Okay,
but the very fact that it's called You're Gonna Miss This,
you're tearing up.
I'm already, because I bet I know what it is. You want to take a guess what it is?
You're going to miss this.
I literally don't know, so people are probably screaming at the radio right
okay.
now.
Okay. Like, I would think maybe like a relationship and it broke up and he's telling that that's not it.
I bet it's about having little kids.
You think?
I bet it is. All of this, I'm speaking in ignorance. It's probably...
And you are tearing up thinking about your kids,
I know,
right?
That's got to be it, because I can't... That's the one thing it gets me every time. Uh-huh. I can't... I don't want to talk about
He's
it.
He's crying now, guys.
I don't want to talk
He's
about
crying.
It. I'm not crying at all. Talk about trucks and stuff. Yeah, this is the kind of song I hate.
I was right going to say, you've gone
we
from crying to almost being
I'm
exasperated.
Almost angry about it. Had somebody listens to the show. We were talking about songs that make you cry yesterday, and they said Trace Adkins' song, You're Gonna Miss This.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never heard it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just guessing, okay, this is going to be one of those kid grows up stories.
what you're going through now.
I can't stand it.
As soon as you started, go ahead.
Yeah, I started reading the lyrics. Mm-hmm. I looked it up. She was staring out that window of that SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'll make my own money. I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. Then mm-hmm. she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're going to miss this. You're going to want this back. You're going to wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. Next verse. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride. And a one room. See, it's always the girl that grows up.
It is.
Too.
And your daughter is how old?
18.
Mm-hmm. So why are you getting angry?
In a one room. Well, because it's just, it's obviously like laser targeted at dads.
Right.
To make us get all.
It's a man singing the song.
You're going to, I know what he's doing. She grows up and she's got babies. And then it's like, well, you're going to miss this, all the hassle. Because, you know.
All right.
Where does he live? I'm going to find this guy, Trace Adkins. Think I could take him?
No.
You may have thought you heard me challenge Trace Adkins to a fight.
You did. You said you were going to fight. You were going to find him, and then you asked me, do you think I can take him?
Well,
so that is exactly what happened.
It was more of a metaphoric thing. Trace Adkins is a country singer. He wrote a song that's like targeted to get guys to cry.
About their daughters growing up.
It's just, it's not fair.
And you're going through that right now, so that's fine.
I just Googled him, mm-hmm. and turns out
he would squash you like a bug.
Like a lot of music guys in high school are like me.
Right.
And so I thought maybe, but no.
No.
He's totally jacked. And
and you're in great shape.
Thanks.
Yeah, you
but
are.
But he could squish me like a
yes,
bug.
Yes, he can.
And so I hereby retract any physical assault threats.
Against Mr. Adkins.
And retract and also extend to him an olive branch of goodwill and ask that he have mercy upon me.
Well done.
In the station. I don't know if you read reviews for products and services and places and stuff. Sherry does. She looks. What do you look on Yelp or what do you do?
Yeah, Yelp or wherever else I can find something. Try to get a general consensus.
You ever left a review?
Whatever. I haven't actually, and I probably should sometimes. Yeah, when things are good.
This isn't the point of what we were going to talk about, but I thought I would take that rabbit trail.
Thank you.
I just you may know as you're listening that we're sponsored by MediShare, which is a medical expenses sharing community mm-hmm. of believers. Mm-hmm. That's what you do. You share each other's medical expenses. I just read a review from some guy who said he saved his family, say $4,000 over the last seven months because he dropped his major plan that he had
mm-hmm.
and gone to this plan. He's very pleased. He was mm-hmm. just telling people, look, it's not a charity and it's also not a for-profit deal, mm-hmm. and it saves you a ton of money. So if you're interested in doing this, you may get the same result he did. You can kind of pick how you want to get involved with it, but it has an exemption under the current healthcare program. So you may find it a great alternative for saving money. We believe in it, which is why we're happy to tell you about it.
And it's open enrollment, so you don't have to wait for a specific time to check it out and maybe sign up. You can do it at any time.
Yep. So maybe worth doing. Here's the phone number if you want to find out, because this would be a huge financial game changer for some people. And it also, again, functions as a community of believers where you're able to pray for each other. And it's really pretty remarkable. This guy, I was just reading, very pleased. A lot of people are. Go to biblicalhealthcare.com. That's the easiest way to do it. biblicalhealthcare.com. And the reason it's called that, it's modeled after the biblical idea of taking care of each other's needs. Here's the phone number. It's 855-772-5699. And you can find out why this is exploding right now, because it is. This happens every now and then. If you're listening to a radio show, sometimes there's multiple people that work on the show and they disagree about what they should be talking about. And it happens. But we turn this into something called dueling shows, where you get to choose which show that you would want to listen to. I have an idea for a topic,
mm-hmm.
and it's about Lord of the Rings and what Lord of the Rings character you'd like to befriend.
Yeah.
I think that would be scintillating. And then Miss Sherry, on the other hand, our producer, is like, no, you're always talking about Lord of the Rings. That's boring. Let's talk about staycations.
Which is relevant to the time of year and what our listeners may be thinking about.
Okay, all right. But we'll leave it up to you. You decide. You choose the topic. Which is the best for you, do you think?
I'm a middle kid. I'm kind of neutral on this. Can I go with that answer?
No. You have to alienate one of us.
I don't know. Okay, see, I have friends that are Lord of the Rings fans, mm-hmm. huge Lord of the Rings fans.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also all for cheap vacations.
Mm-hmm. Well, which would you feel the most engaged by on a radio show if you heard it? Like, you'd be like, oh, yeah, now they're talking my language.
The staycation ranch. She's trying not to say it because she doesn't.
If you whisper to me, she can hear you. She's on the phone. So what do you think?
Okay.
My topic is, what Lord of the Rings character would you most want to hang out with?
Wow, shocker.
Yeah, just like... Huh. And then, Sherry, what was your boring
Mine subject? Was 25 awesome staycation ideas.
I think I would be more interested in vacation.
Aha. There we go.
Yeah, I need some vacation.
Right, fun. That's a real world situation.
Fine, but I'm not listening to this show then. I'm tuning out. She would like to do one on, what was this?
Staycations. A lot of families have children and they can't afford to go away per se, but there are fun things you can do right in your hometown.
See, I can't even stay awake while she's talking about it.
You're not supposed to try to influence the listener, Brent.
It's all right. Which would you rather do? Okay. Which would you rather have?
Well, I would have to go with the Lord of the Rings thing.
Yes! Okay.
Yes, because it's way more interesting.
All right.
Thank you, Shane.
There's no need to gloat.
Who would it be for you? Who would you like to be pals with from Lord of the Rings?
Probably Gandalf. It would probably be, yeah.
Get ready. Brace yourself. We run the gamut on this program. Just this hour, we'll be talking about singleness, uniforms that I'm issuing to all the listeners. I'll give you social tips to how to be suave. And then we're going to talk about communion on the moon.
Yeah.
Where else?
Nowhere.
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 No other show will do this. No other show wants to do this, frankly. No one asked for it.
It's ill-advised, and yet yeah. We will continue.
No one asked for this, and yet here it comes. So brace yourself. If you are a little bit socially awkward, I understand. I am too. However, I have learned to compensate for this by always carrying facts with me. I always have a fact for any social situation. We'll demonstrate. We're going to do a little role play. You be a lady at a work function.
Okay.
Where they have like a little spread of baby carrots and also celery and that sort of stuff. Got the background music going and the crowd mumble. There we go.
Okay. Oh. All right, and this is a work function?
Yeah. And then there's a table set up with little foods on it.
Okay. Got it. Hey, Brant.
Do you see caviar here?
No.
No, you don't. But even if they had fish eggs, would you see caviar if they had fish eggs here? Not unless they're sturgeon eggs, because a lot of people misname caviar. Not all fish eggs are caviar, only sturgeon eggs.
So what?
They're incorrectly labeled.
Brant.
So that's how.
No, that's
how
it
would work.
Okay at all.
If you guys have any questions for me, you need my tutelage. I'm actually thinking about being a life coach.
No.
So. I am. Hey, good news for you as you're listening to the show. I have closed in on final designs for listener uniforms. A lot of people have been asking me about this. I unveiled this plan a while back. Every listener to the show will be issued a uniform.
Whether they want it or not?
They'll be matching, but there'll be different colors and insignias based on rank.
Okay.
How good of a listener you're being. And... pretty similar. What I'm settling on is pretty similar to the Star Trek Next Generation uniforms, except there'll be a vertical stripe, like a racing stripe on one side.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And they'll be very snug. Not like embarrassingly snug, but pretty snug.
Yeah, because some people don't want that, Brant.
But I think that'll be an encouragement to fitness, too. So,
that's true.
So I'll just skip it. We're looking out for you. And I hope you don't mind, but that's the plan.
Okay.
And I just want everybody to look sharp and uniform.
And again, what if you elect not to wear this, but you still want to be a listener of the show?
You'll need to wear the stuff that's issued to you when it comes from Amazon. So when it arrives, just put it on, and then I'll start issuing orders. Thanks. You probably know this already. I'm a bit of a nerd, but I like this stuff. And a lot of people don't realize it, and I think you'll be interested. Even though this may fall under the general understanding of nerdy stuff. So we're having the anniversary this week of the moon landing, the first one. The first thing that was said and done on the moon, a lot of people don't even know. They remember Neil Armstrong's lines as he was stepping down the ladder, and he was like, you know, one small step for man, one giant leap. Okay, so we get that.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz Aldrin, though, gets on his radio. He's on the moon. A lot of people don't realize this. And he says, hey, this is your lunar module, you know, captain speaking or whatever. But then he says,
we need to contemplate what's happening right now, and you can thank God or whomever in your own way. But then he shuts his radio off and he reads scripture. A lot of people don't realize that. And he took communion on the surface of the moon. He had a little bit of wine and a little bit of bread, and then he read the scripture. Now think about this. He's on the moon. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me will bring forth much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. That's the scripture that he read. So here's the first thing we did on the moon. And again, a lot of people just don't realize this. I think it's fascinating. He's saying, without you, we can't do anything.
Yeah, it's a big subject, but this may apply to you. In fact, think,
out of all the people who are listening right now, most are single. The data I've seen suggests that.
Mm-hmm.
Most, not some, most. And yet, people continually think that if you're not married, that it's like a consolation prize.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, what good is this? I mean, I'm supposed to be married, obviously. That's not what the Bible says at all. You know what? If anything, it's a little bit of the opposite. It's actually preferred that you're single. It's not a consolation prize. You can live a fulfilled, wonderful life. You know this. I just thought I would say it again, because a lot of people keep needing to hear it because they think, if I don't have a romance, my life is somehow not as valid.
Well, that's what the world has said through all the movies and
absolutely
the songs and everything. And I think that made its way into the church as marriage.
Yeah, but we still bought into the romantic lie. Like,
yeah,
without this other person, who are you?
Well, I have to say that, you know, I've said it before, is intellectually, I would be dishonest if I thought that marriage was going to cure loneliness, because, and this is tough to say, some of the loneliest people I've ever met are married. So it's not going to cure it.
No, you're right. You're right. And it's part of the romantic myth,
mm-hmm,
that this is going to complete you or make you something you weren't before. Just isn't true. And marriage is a wonderful gift too. Point is, they're both gifts. They both are. Be content, be happy with both. And that's the actual biblical way of looking at it. Anything else is, we made that up.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brad and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.